It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, headed into... Wow, one of the final summer weekends.
So sad.
Matter of fact, there's only two left. This and next one. Like the traditional summer weekends. The Memorial Day to Labor Day time. So, this and next. Enjoy them while you have them. Boys and girls.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, you're going back to school soon.
Wow. And yeah. it's early. When they go back to school this year, it is an earlier year.
I feel like everything is early. Yeah, and football season feels like it's starting really early this year.
So something might be, there might be an extra fall week or an extra spring week. Like, things felt off this year.
Yeah, yeah.
So
was it because of the leap?
The leap year?
No, it's just everything's moved up. It's earlier in the week.
But that happens every... Yeah. I don't want to say 7 years, but maybe it's 7 years. You know, you cycle through the different.
More toward one end.
It's probably under 7 years. Let's get a lot of calls in this segment. Time's yours in about 10 or 15 minutes. Bob in Pensauken right now. Bobby.
Good morning, guys. I am loving the way
Bob.
The Phillies are now trending. I mean, getting that last win from the Marlins was nice. They needed that. But then to go right into and smash Washington, I am loving this. And this is exactly what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to beat bad teams this badly. And I expect the same throughout the whole weekend. And I think this is this uptick that we were waiting for that's going to get back to where they were since April and May.
Well, look, they're back where they were as far as the top of the National League. And that's a big step, half game up on the Dodgers now. But let's not act like they're out of the woods because the Dodgers and Brewers are still right behind them.
Yeah, but I agree. But we're also getting, we'll get Suarez back here in a little bit, and I think we're also going to get a couple more pieces in
Turnbull.
The bullpen, down the road. I'm just liking where we're going.
Well, it's a good step. All right, Bob, give me a great answer here. Who or what reinvented themselves?
I don't know if I can say this, but how about Anakin Skywalker, who obviously became Darth Vader?
Well, we were going real people. So
he certainly did. Answer.
That's
who was fictional?
Anakin?
Anakin Skywalker.
We were doing real people here. I mean,
we didn't say it has to be a real person.
Yeah, but I don't think
Anakin Skywalker became Darth Vader. He became the biggest villain in the galaxy.
Star Wars can't win everything.
I'm with Rhea. And I love Star Wars.
I know you do.
He was a Christ figure.
Well, then what about
who became the biggest evil villain in the universe?
Well, first off, he didn't reinvent himself. The frickin' emperor made him do that.
And it was written in the script.
He was corrupted.
Yeah, so he didn't do it himself.
You're right, it is a little
Yeah, the question was who reinvented themselves. He didn't.
Okay.
All right, score one for the hammer right there. And I'm a Star Wars guy. Hey, the weekend was just referenced by our last caller about these next couple games. Let's get to the window to the weekend, as it is brought to us, as always, we look ahead, brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com. So weekend, of course, you're going to have more Phillies games, but what you're also going to have is a really cool weekend of festivities surrounding the Phillies. So if you don't know, this is the weekend the Phillies on an annual basis have their alumni weekend. 20th anniversary of Citizens Bank Park is the main theme of this one. They always have some kind of theme, 80 reunion, 08 reunion, whatever it might be. The big theme of this weekend is that it's now been 20 years at CBP. Let me give you a quick rundown of some of the notable things that will happen, because obviously you got 3 days up ahead. So these are games that if you have tickets, you want to get there in advance and be in your seat in advance, because festivities are going to start half hour or more before the game start. Game tonight, 6:40. 6:15 tonight is when they begin a special presentation to honor Carlos Ruiz. Obviously one of the great Phillies players, one of the three or four best catchers the Phillies have ever had. So Chooch tonight, the main focal point this evening. Now tomorrow, is when, and this is really good, really good. David Montgomery obviously passed away a few years ago, but one of the most consequential, you know, Philly figures certainly this century. David Montgomery will be inducted tomorrow night into the Phillies Wall of Fame, of which we know are the greats of the greats, the Mike Schmidts, the Steve Carltons, you know, Jimmy Rollins. Like, Philly's Wall of Fame is a big deal.
He's the ultimate gentleman.
I will say this, Rhea. I've never said, because I don't know who it is, and there probably isn't one person, who's the best person I've ever met in Philadelphia sports. I have, like, a top line. Mm. Might have 10 people, might have 30 people. He's on that line.
Oh, no doubt.
The best people I've ever met, I've never met someone finer in Philadelphia sports as a human than David Montgomery. Yep. So, you know, God bless his family, who I would imagine will be there to honor their loved one. And so David Montgomery will get a great ovation. And he had a major role, obviously, in the rise of the 08 Phillies, overseeing, you know, that group at that time. So tomorrow night, mostly about David Montgomery. Jim Thome and Larry Bowe are going to be involved in some of the festivities for that. By the way, Jim Tomey's daughter is going to sing the national anthem tomorrow night. So that's very cool. And then Sunday is always a big day, when that's the day the most players come back. And you just have player after player after player. That's going to be when they have the 20th anniversary celebration of the ballpark, which will involve a lot of guys that played at the, you know, Citizens Bank, but also dudes that played at the Vet and you know, and Connie Mack. So, you know, whether it's Bobby Abreu or Bob Boone or Mike Schmidt or Steve Carlton, I mean, they're going to roll out a lot. And a lot of them are the greats. Some of them are the, you know, they weren't the best, like Brandon Duckworth. Might not have seen him in a long time, but he's going to be there. So it should be quite a weekend, and a lot, including Charlie Manuel, and a lot of the really revered figures in Philly history will be there. So check it out this weekend. It should be, it's always a special weekend. It should be great. Let's talk to Andy. He's calling from Westchester. Andrew, good morning, pal.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for taking my call. First time calling your show. I've been listening forever.
Wow. Well, thanks, Andy.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, and quick, I know you're up against it, but John, as a football fan, I was so excited when the Eagles signed you. You're just an animal on the field. I'm always shocked at the difference between you, the personality, how smart you are, and then what bad health decisions you made on the field.
That's really nice of you. Thank you. I mean, it means a lot.
All right, Andy, not to be a bugger, but I got to ask this question now, because I, too, was excited. So John played 19 regular season games for the Eagles. Did he and two playoff games? Did he live up to that excitement that you felt at the moment he signed?
Oh my gosh!
For me, absolutely.
Great.
I mean, like, was he? Did he tip him over the top? You know what he did? It wasn't his fault that he got injured.
Sound like
those 19 games and two playoff games. I thought John flat out delivered. I really did. I really did. John, you were a great fullback, man.
Well,
you were.
I tried.
Yeah.
We were a good team. It made me look. I'm blocking for Brian Westbrook.
I will agree with that.
Come on. Really? Do you have to do that much?
Your job was made easy. No, right. That is true.
Well, they want to put the best in front of the best, right?
Yeah, but Andy, the one knock on John, here's the one thing I'm going to say. I could have used more than 3 points in that game versus the Panthers in the playoff game. That's all I'm going to say. Offense was the issue. I'm not saying John was the main problem, but like 3 points?
It's one of the worst ever.
John, take it back.
It was
so
bad.
You suck.
We did that night. My gosh.
I'm still mad, by the way. Andy, that guy that fell on Donovan and knocked him out of the game, not even a penalty. I mean, it was such a cheap shot.
Somebody got speared?
No, it wasn't really a spear. Maybe it was. I don't know if it was a spear. It was spear. It was just.
It was a cheap shot.
It was a late hit, cheap shot, and the Eagles' starting quarterback got knocked out of a playoff game, and like, it doesn't get referenced that much.
No,
and that's not. Now, granted, Hugh did it to Jim Miller and got fined $35,000.
It was a brilliant play by Hugh.
It was a brilliant play before the whistle had blown. Yes. He just happened to say, "Hey, Hugh, Jim Miller, shoulder. Why don't you meet the Soldier Field ground?" And then that was pretty much the end of that game. All right, Andy, what do you got on the birds these days? Talk to us.
So my question, and it's already started. People have talked about how if the Eagles are good, Sirianni won't get the credit. If they're bad, he will be blamed. So with this thing, and I agree, John, they should be playing the starters at least a little bit. But shouldn't we be looking at Kellen Moore at this point? I mean, wasn't all Sirianni's power taken away to make these decisions?
Great question. I mean, I do feel as though this is being run through the front office. You know, like, I do expect that this has Howie's, you know, consideration.
Andy, here's where I think your argument would have greater weight. If Brandon Graham, Darius Slay, and Jalen Carter played on defense, your argument would hold greater weight. But the front office is clearly showing you, or the coaching staff, there are some players, for whatever reason, age, accomplishment, they just value more in not playing and not needing to see. So, you know, if Darius Slay was playing and Jalen Hurts wasn't, you'd have a better argument.
It pains me to say this, Joe, but that's a good point.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, my man. All right, Andy, give me an answer. Who or what from real life reinvented themselves?
All right, well, it's not uncommon that an actor turns into a politician, but how about Volodymyr Zelensky, the comedian, and now he's leading Ukraine in a war.
It's for sure. It's funny, I thought you were going to say Reagan, but for sure. Yeah, for, no doubt about that. So, quick preseason question.
That could have won, by the way.
Reagan?
Yeah.
It could have won. So, I am curious if anyone else is experiencing this when you watch the games. So, particularly the group that was out there last night, it's not the Jalen Hurtses and the A.J. Browns and Devontae Smiths or Darius Slay, and certainly Brandon Graham. We've seen him the longest of all players here. When a player is on the screen, for the most part, other than Avante Maddox and maybe one or two others, I don't know who it is because I don't know the numbers.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, when you guys watch these games, the last two, last night and last week, have former players gone through your head? Like, I saw 53 last night. I thought of Hugh. I'm not, because I don't know who 53
is. Well, that always
is.
Happens.
When I saw zero last night before I knew it was Bryce Huff, Swift. I thought of Swift.
Yeah,
that doesn't.
But you knew
happen.
That wasn't Swift.
Zero.
I knew it was the time of year. It always happens.
Zero's
right?
A weird number.
Yeah. Well, they're the only two players that have ever had it. Zero.
Yeah.
But it's like I saw an 82 last night. I thought of Mike Quick. I'm like, I don't know who this guy is. And then the announcer says the name. I'm like, oh, okay, it's that guy.
Yeah.
But it's just.
Well, see, that's what you need.
To.
See, this is your problem, Joe. I figured out why you're not enjoying. You have to get regular season ready, too.
Okay.
You have to watch these preseason
Train up more.
And learn their names.
Well,
but
they shuttle in and out.
Them.
I mean,
exactly.
I get seven plays of this guy.
I'm trying to give you something to do during preseason
By the fourth
games.
Quarter, it's like, who's that? Who's
yeah, no,
that? Wait, does it matter?
It is
I
funny. We
know.
Do sit there and we're like,
right?
We have no idea who any of them are.
If I give you number 23, Eagles, who comes?
No idea.
But
Rodney McLeod.
Yeah, Bing, that's what I mean.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean.
So Roddy McLeod, Heath Sherman, Troy Vincent.
Yeah.
All right, number 88.
I'm bad at numbers.
Who's
88? Keith Jackson.
Keith Jackson.
Yeah.
Definitely.
80, Chris Carter.
Yep.
That's Jerry Rice.
Well, not here.
Richie.
Not here.
Sorry, I just can't help it. It's Jerry Rice.
You haven't, like, I know Jerry Rice is, like, the greatest of all time. But didn't I hear you say somebody
Randy
else was
Moss
better?
Was better, yeah.
Yeah, John is so ridiculous. Because John played with Jerry Rice when he was 40, and he holds it
I
against him.
I played against Randy Moss.
For the love of God.
I played
God.
With Jerry Rice.
Oh, my God.
He was – Jerry Rice was incredible. He was the perfect wide receiver. Randy Moss was – he was as fast as he needed to be, as great as he needed to be all the time. He was such an intimidating wide receiver. A guy who's 6'4 and a half running a 4'1". And catching everything.
So I guess he underachieved that. If he was better
he
than
did.
Jerry Rice and didn't
he
live up
did
to Jerry
underachieve.
Rice. So he underachieved.
Yes.
Well, it didn't seem like it that year with Tom Brady.
Yeah. All right, let's get to today's – actually, we'll do Twitter poll in a moment. Let's right now do what we do every single day at this time. All right, time's yours, brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
It's time to evolve our thinking. If you're not evolving in life, you're closed-minded. Preseason is to prevent injuries for the stars and starters and to get the third-string, second-string guys out there. One of these times, Patrick Mahomes or somebody else is going to get seriously injured, and you're never going to see starting QBs again in preseason.
Mm. Yeah, that is probably true. I mean, it certainly looks like it's trending in that direction. I like that call.
But it's not trending in that direction. Only our quarterback didn't play,
well,
right?
John, but a lot of other quarterbacks also don't play. I mean, I don't know that.
The quarterback they're facing week one did play.
Yeah.
All right, well.
What other quarterback did not play? I'm not keeping up with all the other quarterbacks.
Is Lamar Jackson playing?
No, Lamar Jackson is not.
But he also had something going on.
He has injury issues, right?
Yeah, he was injured.
Wow. All right.
Hey, guys. I totally agree with you. That game last night was a total ripoff. But this discussion has been going on for 40 years, I think even going back to the Toast days, where they just don't play the starters. I really believe Lurie and Howie would rather have the entire team show up the first game in Brazil, totally healthy, but totally unprepared for the season ahead. It's a money grab, pure and simple. Time is yours.
Well, hold on. I think you got too many different things going on here. Okay, hold on. First off, totally unprepared, I think, is totally inaccurate. My man, they practice a lot, and they've been doing it for weeks, and they're going to continue to for three more weeks before the game. And that's also why I say, for those that say, you got to play the starters, right, how many plays you got to play the starters? Six? 13? 77? Like, if you know for sure that the starters have to play, do you also know for sure how many plays they have to play? I don't buy it.
Amazing that the Phillies have been around since 1883, and it's Weston Wilson that is the first rookie ever hit for the cycle, and they almost outscored the Eagles tonight. Time's yours.
Yeah, they really did.
I got a question. What if he doesn't get enough at-bats this year to qualify for rookie this year?
Then he's a rookie again next year?
Yeah.
No, there has to be some.
It's got
to
be a stat. Once you turn 30.
Once you've hit for the cycle, like, you no longer
are not a rookie,
right?
Yeah. You know what's a shame, speaking of, like, doing something and then it's taken away from you? Remember when Lenny Dykstra hit the first home run ever in Wrigley Field?
Okay.
And then the game got rained out? Excuse me, at night. First nighttime. Or maybe it was Phil Bradley. Somebody had the first home run in Wrigley Field, but the game was stopped, started over. Didn't count. Anyway,
that's a bummer.
Let's keep going.
Well, in today's Beat the Hammer pop culture edition, Joe DeCamera tied Patrick, the contestant. And you know, they say that a tie is like kissing your sister. Well, Joe did take his cousin to the prom, so that will be an acceptable resolution for him. Time's yours.
I'm disgusted by this thread of conversation. I did, for the record, I did not take my cousin to the prom.
But did you ever follow that prom date up with another date with that same girl?
Let me think about this. Did we go to each other's prom?
So it was a successful.
Hold on. No. She only came to my prom. I did not go to her.
So it was an unsuccessful prom.
Well, I'm not going to comment on success or unsuccess. I don't comment on those things.
Really?
Husbands can be listening right now.
I guess you're right.
So I did not consider that. I will neither confirm nor deny.
Okay. I understand.
So
I mean,
you're
that
confirming
is
it by not denying
no,
it.
No, trust me. There's nothing to confirm. the husband out there, you're safe. All is good.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
That's it.
All right. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, let's get to today's Twitter poll questions of the day. We got two different questions. They're both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. The all-new Chevrolet Traverse has arrived, and Armin has them in stock. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, first poll question. Who's the better player, John, between the Eagles' two primary backups, McKee or Pickett? How do you think people voted?
Man, after watching last night, I'm going to say this is a 90%er for McKee.
Just about. 81% wow. McKee. Mm.
So that's a huge result.
Yeah, now sometimes these polls can be skewed by recency bias.
Sure.
So, but, you know, based on what I've seen, I would
say last
McKee.
Year we saw Tanner McKee also, and he was really good then.
He had a Folesian, A.J. Yeah. Feely-ish kind of preseason thing going. It's like,
he takes what's there.
Might have something here. All right, second poll question. Which game did you watch or listen to more last night? Now, I know John's the guy that might be the one human that, you know, is going to tape delay one, watch one in its entirety, go back and watch the other. But for the mere mortals of us who flip back and forth, All right, Devin, which did you watch or listen to more last night?
Actually, Phillies.
Okay, Rhea, which were you?
I had the Eagles on the big screen. I had the Phillies on my laptop.
So you're, you don't, yeah, you're both.
Yeah, I go back
God
and forth.
God bless you.
Well, right. And whenever, when once Weston got like the first two, I was like, all right, I'm sorry when he comes up.
But technically both open in front of you the whole time.
Yeah, easy.
Wechter, which did you watch more last night?
Phillies. Sorry.
Okay, 2-0 Phillies. All right, I'm more Eagles.
Sorry. Totally, me
and
too.
You're, all right, so we were 2-2 here. All right, so John, how do you think the people voted on the poll?
I'm going to guess that the Phillies, that the Eagles win this one 60%.
The Phillies won it with 66%
of
the vote. I'm surprised. Man.
I am surprised, but it is the preseason.
The good guys.
We've all gotten used to the good guys not playing.
All right, so we got to come up with a winning answer here for who or what reinvented themselves. And we've had a lot of great answers. I'd say the two companies that stand out the most are Apple and Netflix, which both clearly did. I'd say the individuals that stand out, I mean, Mariano Rivera, his baseball journey to being a closer, Rick Ankiel from pitcher to, you know, outfielder. It's probably got to be Netflix or Apple.
Yeah. I think it's got to be Apple. Apple is so massive.
See, I was going to say Netflix.
Think about the Mac.
But Apple's always been like a similar
type of company.
Once upon
a time, did you ever have a Mac? Like, I remember Chris O'Neill, my neighbor, had a Mac. It was like a little square. Like,
I think of Apple because of what they were in the 80s, John.
The iPhone. Like, once upon a time, no one trusted an Apple computer. No one wanted to use that thing. They thought it would crash after 2 minutes.
I think it's Apple also. So before the show, I had two answers in mind. Apple, which was said in the U.S. military in World War II, in which we went in with not much, and the production was just beyond historic.
Right.
Beyond historic, without which we might not have won the war. But anyway, let's go with Apple. Andrew, winning answer of Apple. It's a really good answer. All right, everyone, have a great weekend. Enjoy the Phillies, the alumni weekend. That's always special to have the old players back in town. And, 3 weeks to the Eagles' first game. So we'll be talking about that in the coming weeks as well. Have a great weekend. Thanks to everyone at Borgata for their hospitality. Thanks to Wechter filling in today for Seltzer. Great stuff. We'll talk to you on Monday. Joe and Hugh are up next on 94 WIP. Hey, let me tell you about United Tire, who are phenomenal at what they do. By the way, I always say United Tire. I should probably say United Tire and Service, because there's so much more than just tires. They are service. It's where I get my car serviced, and it's where you should as well. By the way, from a tire standpoint and a service standpoint, they got it all covered. You know, right now, two great deals going on. You'll get $100 off four new tires right now. So if you want to trade in your tires, trade them in to get $100 off four new tires, no promo code needed. You'll also get United's no-fault road hazard coverage for free right now. That includes free maintenance, things like rotations, flat repairs, and so much more. Two amazing deals. It's only part of why nobody beats United. You know, all other promotions apply, like manufacturer rebates, United, they complete that for you. So get yourself to United Tire. Start with their website, unitedtire.com. At that website, unitedtire.com, you can find which location is closest to where you live or work. There are 10 different locations throughout the Delaware Valley, so good chance there's one pretty close to you. 10 locations, unitedtire.com. That's unitedtire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.